You're listening to The Visit, a Yep and Arts Bar collaboration for a Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse.
Justine, don't do that. I'm so glad you're home. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Hours, Katie. They've been arguing for hours. Okay, well, maybe not hours, maybe an hour. But it feels like hours.
Did Sally find out or did Hannah tell her? Because those are two very different scenarios.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that not having the conversation about not seeing other people still meant that seeing other people was not okay. What?
Okay, yeah. Sally found out.
Yep, she is far from happy. The pair of them came storming in and started crashing about, but they've been in Hannah's room for a while now.
I cannot believe.
Jesse, why are you still here?
Because they didn't know that I was here. If I'd left, they'd heard the door, and they had known that I was here, and they'd heard them. But now that you've come in, it's okay, because I could have just come in with you, rather than having been awkwardly sat listening to them argue.
That barely made sense.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
And to be honest, they don't seem to care whether anyone can hear them or not.
Hello? Anyone home?
Shh!
What?
We did what?
Is that...
Sally.
And she found out about...
Megan.
Damn.
That about sums it up, yeah.
I cannot believe you...
Is it wrong of me to want to hear what they're saying?
Yes!
No.
Okay, fine, no. I want to hear too.
Grab a glass?
What are we, 12?
Do you want to hear or not?
Okay, fine, whatever.
Oh my god.
That is not the line of argument to go with.
I don't get why Sally's so pissed. Hand's right. They never said they were exclusive.
Oh, that is so not the point.
It is a point, though.
You don't do it to your friend, though.
You definitely don't do it when they're both friends as well.
Oh yeah. No, definitely not. Rookie mistake. Ow!
That did not hurt.
Guys.
Did too.
Guys.
Ow!
See? Hurts.
Guys, she's leaving.
What? Oh, crap. Act normal.
Shit.
Katie, sit down.
Jesse, you're holding an empty glass.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Bye, Sally.
Smooth, guys. Real smooth. Don't even.
What?
Don't start with the I told you so's.
We wouldn't.
I mean...
We did.
Repeatedly.
Emphatically.
Loudly.
Not a word. Not a word.
Hi, Megan.
You can make us sing. You can make us sing.
Guys, we need to sing together. Look, he's getting weaker the stronger we sing.
You can make us sing. You can make us sing. You can make us sing. You can make us sing.
Muffy, you did it! You destroyed the Pavarotti's can of cannon werewolf.
Maple is correct. Muffy, you appear to have silenced this werewolf for the last time.
Come on, Jeeves. You know it wasn't me. It was all of us, together. Even you, Skewer. You managed to fight your natural instinct as a werewolf to fight for good instead of evil.
In it, lads, we showed him. Have a butcher at this, Muffy the Butcher. You brought us all together through the power of friendship. I never thought I could be friends with Cherub again.
I know being a werewolf who's had my teeth removed makes it difficult to get along with other werewolves, but you, Muffy the Werewolf Butcher, managed to bring us together. And that's why I love you. Marry me.
But what about...
That's all for this week on Muffy the Werewolf Butcher. Tune in next week to see which werewolf Muffy chooses and if love truly is stronger than silver bullets.
I don't know why you love this show so much.
Mm-mm. It's truly a classic. But have you noticed all of these shows from the 90s always have a musical episode?
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. Maybe you should write your dissertation on it next year.
I could write it all as a song.
In this essay, I'm going to present to you the argument that popular media in the 90s assumed that we all really love musicals.
And they are right.
Can you imagine if everyone had to sing what they were saying?
That would be great, though.
Yeah, but I can't sing.
Oh, I know you can't. That's why it's so funny.
Hello, girls. What are we talking about?
Just saying about how mad the world would be if everyone burst into song like in musicals.
Well, you won't stand a chance, Annabelle. You can't sing at all. You know, Ashley, that when Annabelle was 10, we paid for her to get singing lessons and a singing teacher paid for us to stop bringing her.
We're not talking about that.
Mum says Dennis are nearly ready.
Thank you, dearest son of mine. I can't wait for dinner time. All this singing's got me feeling funky and really, really, really
what?
You know, that episode of Muffy the...
Werewolf Butcher! Yes, I love that show! Are you talking about the episode with Pavarotti Katakanum and he puts a spell on the gang and they're all singing?
You are such a pair of freaks! Why am I surrounded by nerds?
I really love that bit when Cherub has been kidnapped by the werewolf army and the dentist is trying to reinsert his wolf teeth and Muffy bursts in and sings, "Stop right there, you evil dentist, by the time I reach the end of the sentence, you'll let go of my boyfriend's teeth if you want to continue to breathe."
Yes, and then she punches the heart out of the evil dentist and Cherub wakes up. The Dusk series wishes it was this good. I think this really was the beginning of werewolf culture becoming mainstream.
Are you ready?
Almost.
Almost.
Yeah. Someone needs to do the counting.
Counting?
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Switch off the TV, get off the settee, it's dinner time. Race to the table, we're willing and able for dinner time.
Sniff up with your nose, can you smell that rosemary and thyme?
Hold hands and say grace, we're in the right place for dinner time.
No more waiting, grab your plate and it's dinner time.
Couldn't come sooner, we're having tuna, it's dinner time.
Who wants roast beef?
I do, I do.
Who wants potato?
I do, I do.
Who wants gravy?
I do, I do.
Now how about some peas?
Oh, actually, can I have some?
I can't hear you.
I said, could I have some peas, please?
I can't hear you.
Are you actually going to make me sing for peas?
We can't hear you.
Oh, God. Can I have the peas?
Are you okay, Ashley?
Yeah, why?
Because you just started singing, "Can I have the peas?"
Are you still doing that joke about the TV show? Because we stopped talking about that ages ago.
No, I was... You were... What just happened?
We were all just talking into our dinner, sweetheart, and then you sang really loudly. Nearly gave me a heart attack. Are you feeling okay?
No, yeah. Yeah. I was just making a joke about that telly show. Can you pass the peas, please?
Of course.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Visit, a Yep and Arts Bar collaboration. Tune in next week. This programme has been made entirely in lockdown, over Zoom and in total isolation. We hope you've enjoyed it.
My name's Catherine Rose Morley. I'm an Everyman and Playhouse Youth Theatre graduate and I'm an actress. If you're in the position to do so, please consider giving a donation to the theatres that made this YEP project possible, the Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse. You can do so by visiting their website at everymanplayhouse.com. Your gift, however small, will help the theatres carry on doing what they do best, bringing us together, entertaining and inspiring us, and taking care of our artists, our communities, and our young people. Take care and thank you.